Hello, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Sarah, and this is Dave, and our guest today...
Surprise!
...are Bridget and Kevin Fowler, my parents.
Not only that, but next week we will be live from their living room.
Woo!
Yes. All right,
make sure it's close enough to your speaker.
I think it's close enough to the speaker.
Okay, hopefully okay. So.
But they're also looking like right up my nose for me to hold the phone here.
Yeah, well,
but that's okay because our viewers aren't seeing that.
I know, but
our listeners, if you will.
You said something about FaceTime, so they were going to FaceTime you instead of a phone call. I know. I said he said something about FaceTime.
That's okay, let's get back to the program.
Okay, sorry. You people sidetrack me. So, anyways, we have so much good stuff to catch up on, and how do we want to introduce my parents? Do we just want to go in to tell some stories, or how do we want to work this?
Well, why would you tell stories?
Well,
haven't you listened to our podcast?
Yeah, remember, we would prefer if we asked the questions. Okay.
Forgive me.
So here we have... We have Mom Bridget and Father Kevin.
I don't call him Father.
Father doesn't work.
Well, I'm introducing them.
Okay, Dad.
Okay, Dad.
Yeah, okay. We don't say Father.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, and he will actually be here in sunny Alabama.
It hasn't been sunny, though.
I know, but he'll be here Thursday night.
It is currently 40 degrees.
Yeah, it was cold today.
It actually was windy and chilly.
Yeah, we will be visiting them next week.
I'm so excited. Yeah. Yes, I'll have to bring warm clothes. So, what kind of questions are we wanting to ask Mom and Dad? You had this...
Sorry, standing up.
Oh, wow, okay.
Well, she's got the bad wrist, the carpal tunnel surgery, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, we can talk about Christmas meal planning?
Yes. Yes. Dad, are you on board with us deciding to do some soups?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've already gotten some input for some of our grandchildren.
Oh, like what?
So we heard that maybe potato soup might be a good offering.
Potato soup, I was thinking. Hot dog chowder, either using hot dogs or turkey breakfast sausage. Your oyster chowder soup. Stew, whatever you want to call it. Maybe some chili and maybe some chicken noodle.
Yeah.
Holy, how much are you making?
Yeah, well, a serving of each.
We gotta make my oyster stew.
Yeah. I had heard some.
Yeah. Not even know what oyster stew is.
Yeah. I had heard something about broccoli cheese as well.
I dabbled with the idea of broccoli cheese.
Yeah.
We'll need like 10 pounds of potatoes with all this.
Yeah.
No, I think we'll be good with 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe what we ought to do is buy two different varieties. That way we put a different potato in, like for the potato soup versus, say, the hot dog chowder.
Probably. Yes, we totally could do that and mix it up. And we're already coming on board thinking about some fun desserts. I think we might make a kind of cookie or two. When Becca comes over.
Somebody said something about a key lime pie. Oh
no, you said key lime pie. I'm not making key lime pie.
You know, I actually said key lime pie at Thanksgiving.
And yeah, you didn't get one.
Right.
Key limes are not in season.
So now it's Christmas.
Okay, and still, key limes are not in season. You can go get yourself your own key lime pie.
Okay, maybe we will.
You might be able to find a frozen one.
Yeah, we can go to Bob Evans and get one.
Bob Evans is not going to have a key lime.
They didn't have it because I was going to hope to get one.
I bet that's a spring pie, isn't it?
Maybe.
It's a spring or a summer. It's a very light, refreshing one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that sounds good.
We'll do that. I'm going to do some various cookies we're going to have, and we'll probably do some type of pies.
Yeah.
And then we'll have some great appetizers. We'll have a charcuterie board, which is a meat and cheese tray. That's the term for it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting
pampered
fancy this year.
Pampered chef knowledge being dropped.
Yeah.
I had to learn how to say it. No, it's ever. Oh, and we might have some ham to make sandwiches for anybody who wants soup and sandwiches.
It's okay. They can't smell it. Our viewers can't smell it, Bridget.
Well, they're listeners, not viewers.
Yeah, our listeners, yes.
Just ignore my funny voice.
Yeah. No one will notice. No one is noticing.
Other than you bringing it up.
You are an asshole.
Okay.
Now, this is rated PG.
We do try to get away from the language.
Now I'm going to have to, like, edit it and tell people to beware there is an inappropriate word in here.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, for those of you that know my mom.
We're not on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot.
I got my new computer today.
Oh,
nice.
Did you set it up?
I did.
Oh, was it pretty easy?
Yeah.
That's great.
I had to make a new password for downloading my Acrobat thing because I didn't write it down.
Yeah, well, that kind of happens.
Yeah.
So, we've had those issues too.
Yeah.
Dave actually asked me what his Facebook password was today.
Yeah, you know she didn't know it. Just
I know mine.
Yeah, I don't know mine, I guess.
Like, I don't know. Like, I've had to change mine. I had to write mine down.
Well, yeah, that's what I
think. I'm going to go to the new system where you just click on your picture.
Well, yeah, but occasionally you still have to update. Like, you have to type in your password from time to time. So
like, I don't, like, with my iPad, I don't have to put in, like, any passwords or anything for my, like, bank or anything like that.
If something is deleted or reinstalled, are you talking about that you have Apple saving it?
Yeah, I got it all saved.
Yeah, until Apple gets hacked.
Yeah.
Because it appears that it's easier to do that than after 5 minutes of trying to guess your password. And now that they don't allow you to, you know, use any portion of your name or email address or your wife or your children or your pets.
Or your, you know, your fourth.
It makes it very difficult to remember what my passwords are.
I know. Well, now some apps and sites have been giving you suggestions of these random letters and numbers. Like, you're going to remember that. Here's a password suggestion. So.
No.
I like to fingerprint.
Zeke, what are you doing?
Don't. We cannot talk to him.
They can't see Zeke, and I'm not allowed to pet him.
And because he starts going, big Zeke, in the middle of the. The podcast.
Yeah, just remember, he started the podcast drinking out of the toilet.
He's
licking you.
He's not licking me.
Yeah.
He's not licking me. He's just rubbing his nose in me. Why are you sitting like you're about to take a dump? Good Lord. Okay.
I hope he doesn't take a dump.
I know, on our bed. Yeah. Okay, so let's get this train back on the tracks, as you love when I say that.
Okay.
That's so, what was the boys up to today?
Well, we watched a couple episodes of The Neighborhood, and they cleaned a little. They helped with getting Christmas card stuff. They are almost all ready to go. I'm waiting for some address updates.
Yeah, they had exams.
Yeah, day one of exams. They'll be done with school early, both tomorrow and Thursday, and then they don't, unless somehow they miss school. They don't have school on Friday.
No, that's cool.
Yeah.
Is he planning to go to youth group tomorrow?
I think he's planning to go to youth group because now his new lady friend is going to youth.
Yeah, that's kind of their date night. Like, that's the only time that they're allowed to be together other than, like, school.
Well, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, so they seem to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But that's good.
Yeah, he's doing really well. He's really excited about our concert on Sunday.
that's right. It is this Sunday, isn't it?
Yes, I hope you guys are ready. It is not a t-shirt and jeans type of affair.
Do they have any sing-alongs?
Well, it's all orchestra.
I think we're going to kind of make it our own, you know.
I like Christmas sing-alongs, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think Mannheim Steamroller is really that tight.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm wearing my Christmas sweater with like all the lights and stuff on it.
Oh,
are you going to sync it? So, to the
music? No, we don't
that
have that
be,
fancy
yeah,
a
that's
light.
That's the plan.
So, let's go ahead and catch the listeners up that we are attending Mannheim Steamroller for on Sunday evening. Finally, our first time getting to see them, and I'm so excited.
I'm even okay with missing out on being in the fantasy football championship and
I
missing
know.
Those games.
We had to play each other in the quarterfinals.
Yeah. And it's good. I mean, you're in the consolidation game, so that's good. You know?
Consolidation?
Yeah.
Consolation?
No. No. No.
Well, it could be constellations.
Yeah.
I don't think we're talking about stars here, people.
Yeah.
It'd be the Big Dipper of them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm aiming for third place since I beat them 2 out of 3 times this year.
Yep, not when it mattered.
Just yep. couldn't pull out
not
the Big
Not when it
w.
mattered. You got Jameis Winston.
Well, no, I got, what's his name from Minnesota? Dalvin Cook got injured.
Yeah. I'd buy that if he didn't lose by like 20-something.
Yeah, that and...
For running back. Oh.
Yeah.
Gee, Mom, come on. You've got to be watching more football these days.
I don't watch any.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got to show a better picture of this.
What, 2 Browns players made the Pro Bowl? So that's not too bad?
Yeah.
Yes. Chubb and Landry did.
Yeah.
So, well, all right. So let's update. Let's see what else. Oh, let's talk about the car accident today.
Yeah, I got rear-ended. That was exciting.
Rear-ended-ish.
Yeah.
Like, we're pretty sure what ended up happening is the dude was trying to fly around him and misjudged how close and how fast he was coming around and clipped him on... He got hit pretty good on the left, on the driver's side rear end. So now we're going to have to get some body work done. And that should be exciting because, you know, that's what we needed to have done. Again, yeah. On that car.
The good news is nobody was hurt, and you're going to get a free outside detail to your vehicle.
Again.
No, I think it's going to, it's going to cost about $500.
Yeah, we do have to pay our deductible.
Yeah, because I didn't get cited, but neither did the other guy.
That's really strange.
Even no fault state.
Yeah.
Well, they're not. They just decided to say nobody was at fault because they couldn't determine,
because he
rear-ended him.
He hit me in the back when we were both going 50 miles an hour, but nobody who saw it stopped.
That's what's the problem.
Yeah.
Is.
Yeah.
I know. Heaven forbid somebody stop if they saw something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, just, yeah.
Yeah, so that
was... Well, I guess fortunately it didn't throw you into a tailspin, though.
I barely felt it, which was weird. I mean, I knew somebody hit me, but I barely felt it. I mean, I'm in a pretty big SUV.
Well,
and all that,
because you were both going a similar speed. He wasn't going significantly more than you.
Yeah.
But he was going enough where he was trying to come around and pass. So, so that was exciting. That was a great way to start the day. And we got that claim rolling so that way we can get it taken care of, hopefully. We can drop it off before we head out of town.
Yeah.
That'll be good. So how is your healing going, Dave?
Oh, your wound.
Oh, it's going well. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow. My blood sugar was actually higher today.
It was.
I think that had to do with being in a car accident. But
yes. Well, I told him he had to get adjusted with me on Friday, so I got to call and see if they have any appointments on Thursday.
On Thursday?
So I have to call on Thursday because they're closed tomorrow.
Call on Thursday.
Yes. Is there a reason we're still looking at the dog's butt?
Because Dave just didn't flip the camera around.
Yeah. What, did you want to look at Sarah?
Yes.
I mean, I am a product of the two of them.
Yes.
Yes,
those are your parents.
Yes.
She's my beautiful daughter.
Remember, we're supposed to be interviewed. We're not allowed to ask questions, although we
have been. Well, I think Father Kevin has been good with the whole asking
questions.
Oh,
will you stop it?
but Mother Bridget has not been very good.
First off, again, we don't say mother or father.
But I'm trying. It's for the listeners.
Okay. Well, most normal people call their parents mom or dad.
You know what's going to happen? Yeah. Is we're going to have some of our listeners going to start giving us some Hail Marys.
Yes.
I did like when Mom texted me to ask, because the gift is for said person. She texted me and asked who the gift was for.
Yeah.
Went for Sherry, and I was like, she's like, is that for Dad? I was like, no. Totally for Sherry. She's going to love it.
Yeah, so we'll talk, because I know my sister Sherry,
yes,
will listen.
Yes, Sherry.
And she will be one of our next guests. Actually, she was our first choice for tonight, but her kid had a band concert.
Yeah, like, heaven forbid you have, like, do things with your kids.
We can confirm that it's a nice gift.
I think she's going to love it.
So my sister got back her official civil service photo, and I have never seen somebody so excited to get an official photo.
It's beautiful. She looks beautiful.
She made things like pictures of her next to me and all that.
I thought it was cute.
Yeah, yeah. So we're pretty excited.
But the beard, you with the beard, looks way better.
Yeah,
look more doctor-y. I'm gonna do that
when I get promoted here soon. I'll have a pipe as well.
No.
Oh my Jesus.
Yeah.
It'll look like the doctor he is.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of ID photos, are you aware that with the new ID system that they actually allow you to have multiple photos taking until you're satisfied with how it looks? It took me 3 times.
Huh.
The first time the lady laughed really hard. She goes, I think you're going to want to retake this because it looks like you may have just gotten arrested or you're on some drugs. Because my eyeballs were really wide open like I had been taking something.
Well, you didn't want to blink. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm glad to know that, because that way, if I don't like my picture, I could do it again.
Yeah, don't open your eyes up really wide, because you look like those people that they do at the police station.
Yeah, maybe they'll let me take one of my dogs. I'd like to have Zeke
with me. I'm pretty sure our military IDs are the photo ID that we need. It's already verified for the new system.
But, you know, if you get your dog as a, you know, claimed as a service animal.
Hey, did you see the one where the dog, the service animal dog, is in the yearbook next to its owner?
Really? I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to find it.
For a type 1 diabetic.
Good service dog for you.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Dude, he's lounging on me currently.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Big Zeke, so nobody knows.
It's very difficult for me not to just go nuts and play with him. So, yeah, but our dogs, I mean, we buy our dogs Christmas gifts now. And by we, I mean Sarah, all the listeners.
Well, yeah.
But we've come a long way since Christmas morning when Lacey, like, you know, trailed a big dump underneath, like, you guys' Christmas tree.
No, it was not underneath the tree. That was just in the living room.
She was a little excited that morning.
Yeah, she didn't want to go outside. She wanted to watch the boys open their presents.
Yeah, so she just dumped there.
Yeah, I'm going to have to start looking at the weather for down up there.
Oh, actually, you're not going to. It's supposed to be in the 40s.
40s.
Sunday. Mm-hmm. And Saturday.
Running weather. Yeah,
it looks like it looks like in Cincinnati it'll be really nice for the football game.
Well, we don't know 2 weeks out though. Week and a half.
Yeah, we're excited to watch the Browns and wear paper bags over our heads.
We are not wearing any paper bags over our heads.
Okay, well, there went that idea.
They wouldn't know which team you're rooting.
I know. Yeah.
You're going to the Bengals game.
Yeah.
I know. Well, we are pretty excited, though. We haven't been to that stadium, so...
Yeah, I can't...
We drive by it a lot.
I'm going to get hammered.
You are not, so stop pretending like you're going to drink.
Okay.
In your big beer, as you say.
Okay. I might have
you must make sure you get Buck on so you can discuss his beard care. That way everybody has, you know, what he does to make it...
Yeah, that would be a good topic, yeah.
You know, I did. I started making him beard oil using my essential oils avocado oil and the fractionated coconut oil, and he likes it way better than the other.
I like the second one she made better. The first one, it was like somebody had put an orange on my nose.
I'll try to add a little of the patchouli in the new one.
It was a
one.
Lot of citrus to be on my face.
I need
a
to balance. Now that you've citrus. Used some, I can balance it.
Yeah, a lot of citrus.
So you're supposed to change those heads every so often because they wear out. So I was cleaning my head the other day on my razor, and I realized that maybe I needed to change it. And the evidence was is that, you know, those like wire screen things that are on the top?
Yeah.
You know, that the blades are
this
under?
This much, probably.
Yeah, right. It was about that much, you know. That not so long that it had worn off and had a hole in it.
Oh, jeez.
So I said, you know, so I picked up the new one that we had had for, well, as I looked, for about 3 years. And it says change every 18 months. And
so
I
we're said, good enough for 18 months.
I think I know what my problem was.
Yeah, I bet you can get 4 years out of this next one.
I might
have to lubricate
it a little more frequently to pull it off.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. That's hilarious. So, yes. Oh, and by the way, we are bringing home some citrus with us because our citrus order from band and show choir came in.
Yeah.
Actually, the show choir stuff is better than the band stuff.
We're
going to
have
future
some
reference.
For a snack tonight. Yeah.
Like grapefruit?
Grapefruit and navel oranges. Yeah.
So
this is the time of the year I like to have a couple of grapefruit.
Good. Yeah. Well, I have some to bring home. Yeah. They're in a box already. And there's some in the fridge, too. So help yourself when you come visit.
Sarah, you need to...
Red.
Red, yeah. Sarah, you got to tell the story about our spin class on
Saturday. Oh, you mean the spin class that I taught for us?
I don't know. Why don't you tell our listeners?
Oh, great. So, FYI, it's been a little bit, and you guys have kind of heard this story, so you can add anything we might miss. So, we rejoined the YMCA because Dave wanted to use the pool again, and I figured I probably should go ahead and start spinning again because I do enjoy it. And really wanting to get back on track, and running is not really how I want to do it.
Back in the saddle.
Back, yeah. So... We've done spinning a couple of times when we were going to go on Saturday. David had to do something, but Isaac was going with us. And we're like, all right, you're going to do this. We get there, and it's like 9:15, and I'm like, my God, there's no instructor. I bet there's no, like, the instructor's just not showing up. And I'm like, geez, go figure. So I was like, they didn't show up after a couple of minutes. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to find spin music. By the way, Spotify has spin music playlists on there. So I found a playlist, turned it on, and I taught the class. And poor Isaac was like, he's one of those like me, if I, you know, not made to do it, like where you'll just switch from activity to activity every 10 or so minutes because you're going effort and you don't want to, you know, build the endurance for the same activity. But he made it through. We did 40 minutes, and I had told Dave that you know, he was going to plug in the microphone.
No, I did plug it
and
in.
Well, hold on. I wasn't. Yeah. And I was like, no, don't do it. Those are a pain to work with because, you know, certain buttons, he's like, I can totally do it. What do you think I used to do in the Air Force? Because he was ground radio. And he did, in fact, you know, sometimes have to, you know, use those type of things.
I was trained, government trained.
So then next thing he goes, and I'm like, dude, stop it. I do not want somebody to talk to us. Dude. So he gets it all the way on, and I'm like still telling him, do not. And then he says something sarcastic. I'm like, for the love of God.
Who, me?
I do not want to get talked to because you're using the equipment. So he finally stopped and hopped on the bike and then annoyed me for about 15 minutes of the bike thing because I was teaching and then, you know, saying things, and then he was adding in what he says were not sarcastic like comments, but it came across very sarcastically with his encouragement.
I thought we were tandem teaching.
No.
Tandem co-leading, if you will. No? Okay, maybe next time?
Not that.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, so.
Tandem bicycle. Yeah, tandem spin bike. You mean the Can you imagine that?
Okay, so.
Somebody's going to make some money listening to this.
Yeah, so first off, I went and tandem bike. I would tandem bike with my mother. Would you tandem bike with me, Mom?
Well, yeah, if you want to do some work.
Yeah. You'd tandem bike with me, but all I'd be able to do is sit and look look forward and hold on. And I could pedal when you tell me to pedal.
Well, no, you would have to be pushing a whole bunch of extra weight that you're not used to. I weigh significantly more than you.
It's okay. You wear it well, dear.
Well, I hope so, since you're married to
me.
Oh,
yeah? Oh, yeah? Gladly.
Well, I'm glad you guys survived the class and you're still married.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, and Isaac did a great job.
Yeah. And then we went and, David and I went swimming.
They did go swimming, too.
Yeah, he's so fast.
I think it would be fun to go spinning with Isaac and David.
Oh, I want to see what David
We're
going to
go
doing.
Friday morning with David.
Yeah, we'll make them get. I'm sure they'll love getting up for the 8:30 class.
He's going to average over 200 watts for that. Whatever is it? 40 minutes?
No, it's an hour. They're all an hour.
Oh yeah, that one's an hour.
We made it 40 minutes because I knew Isaac wasn't. He was going to struggle for the hour. So
what's the circumstances with David's car and the window?
The window is up.
Oh,
no, the window is disconnected. It is broken because something is wonky in the wiring somewhere in one of the harnesses in his car, and we don't want to have to go search all the way through that thing. Well, yeah, we don't want to troubleshoot. It's not worth it. So we manually electrically rolled up the window and then left it disconnected so it does not work or even come down or go up.
He's got three other windows and a sunroof and remote start.
He'll be fine.
Yeah.
The car is as old as Isaac, really. Yeah. So
well, once Isaac's done driving the thing, it's coming back to me.
No, it's not.
I love that car.
It's going to some lovely teenager who would like to beat the crap out of that thing. Oh, we don't know if it's that door, though. We think it's actually in the harness on the driver's door.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's
in the door, right?
No, it's a wiring harness, like, right on the left side that comes from the panel. He thinks it was over there and there, but it could be in the middle of the dash coming over and one of those harnesses.
No, it's possibly
not that harness. It's
Yeah,
so we're just going to leave it go because we don't care, and it's a passenger door. It's not the driver's door.
It's a passenger door.
So the passenger on David's car has no window, which is probably not a bad thing. That means kids can do less stupid things.
Yeah, that's true. You can still go through drive-thrus.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I see plenty of people just opening their doors anyways with their cars.
Yeah, even going on base to show their ID card, I see people doing that.
So, on another note, this is not, an advertisement, but I got to use one of my T-Mobile Tuesday.
Oh, I did save them all. Which one did you use today?
So, we used the Taco Bell.
Did you? We
get one item free.
Which item did you
pick? Did you get the freeze?
No.
I got the Taco Supreme.
That's a good one. What'd you get, Mom? Did you get one?
I got taco salad.
Oh, so did you not use your T-Mobile Tuesday discount?
No, I forgot about it.
Oh,
there was what?
You can still download
it
today.
Yeah, there's another one today. And
there's actually a Harry and David that you need to save because I may end up 25 off of 50 for Harry and David. So
yeah, there's some good ones today.
I may actually use that. And then there was also. Oh, and of course, there's 10 cents off gas every week. I do love our T-Mobiles. Yes, I like our Shell. And it stacks with your Shell discount card coupon, too.
It can be added, too.
Yes, so I get 15 cents off each week.
Yeah, well, it's a good deal.
I didn't mean to drop you.
That's okay.
That's okay. The listeners don't even know what happened.
I want to use my free Whopper, too.
Yes,
I downloaded that one too because I got a Burger King on base.
You know what we figured? Well, I figured we would do. We would end up stopping at Burger King for one of our meals on the way driving home.
That was my idea. I knew I was coming into town, and I think I'm going to stop at a Burger King instead of one of those other fast food restaurants that does not advertise on the T-Mobile.
I know. Yeah. I know. See, Burger King does occasionally.
Yeah, speaking of advertisements, do you have commercials on your Hulu TV?
Yeah, so we did not purchase the commercial free. We did the one with commercials, and they're very manageable.
They actually are less.
It goes right back to the show.
So it's never any longer. So like if you watch a 1 hour show that's normally 1 hour on TV, they're 40 or 41 minutes in length.
Yeah.
And so those are the commercials are typically ranging from.
It's about 5 minutes total. I found about 5 minutes.
Seconds to a minute and a half, and you'll have, you know, three of them in a series.
Okay. Our YouTube TV tonight was it's only certain channels, but we had commercials. And when they come on, it's a 2 minute timer.
It shows you how long. Now, not every station when you record does that though. CBS does. What was I watching? Whatever. Like
it's
Magnum.
Yeah.
Well, all of our shows that we record for the most part are primetime. But yeah, so some of them we can fast forward through the normal commercials like for live TV. But then other ones we have to wait on the ad. Now, earlier today I did fast forward through stuff because there was a weather thing on. And it didn't make me rewatch the ads once I passed them. Some like, what was it? Another one actually did... You gotta enter the passcode.
Sorry, I'm checking our. What is it?
It's still recording.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so that's the big difference. But we did. Oh, that's our other big news. We switched from DirecTV to YouTube TV. Will you stop? I'm trying to move
it. But if you hold it, then
okay. Well, I'm.
This
I've
is
got
why
my
I didn't
phone.
Want to do FaceTime.
Well, I know. Well, you said FaceTime.
Okay, that's okay. Anyhow.
So, anyways. So we switched from DirecTV to AT&T. DirecTV was like over $100 a month, and YouTube TV is only $50 a month, and we have all of the same channels, really, that we actually, I think we even have more channels that we would use on YouTube TV, and I actually think it's easier to use overall.
All the smart, especially if you already have smart TVs.
Yep, and we got rid of the boxes. And I am so glad AT&T tried calling, try to get it cheaper. I said, you're not going to get it. And they're like, well, we could do $67 and for 1 year. I was like, oh, yeah, so then you're not going to get the billing rate like you did in the last two times you guys said my price was going to be right. And then in a year, it's going to double again. No, thank you.
Yeah.
This is YouTube TV's regular price. I'll see you later.
What? Disney Plus and ESPN Plus, all three of those for $13 a month.
That's really a good price overall. And that's what, I mean, we have the local stations included in ours.
And the Netflix is included in T-Mobile.
And Netflix is included in T-Mobile. So, and then, of course, we got Amazon Prime. We had the veterans discount. So, we have Amazon, any of that video and TV that's free for that, too.
Yeah, I was looking at our bill for that for T-Mobile yesterday. You know, it says there's a $2 charge for Netflix.
That's correct.
Because the price went up, I bet.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's only like $24 a year.
Yeah, but it's worth it because we all yeah. use it.
Oh my God, we use it all. Isaac actually is using our YouTube TV and watching Elf right now. He's been binging Elf. Yes.
Yeah, the nice part with you guys is YouTube TV works so well because you don't have that over-the-air possibility.
No,
we don't.
Yeah.
No,
we can watch it on six TVs because we got like, you know, four people. I can watch it at work.
Yeah, and see, and that was the thing with DirecTV. We actually, on their system, you know, they say you can watch it on, you know, on the go and stuff. But again, that's another paid service. You don't have access to your DVR outside of your home network on a device.
Yeah, and not only that, but I checked this with YouTube TV. With DirecTV, when I wanted to watch the Big Ten Network and watch the Ohio State games, like on my iPad, I can't do that outside of the house.
Yeah, yep. That's ridiculous.
I couldn't even, like, if I were in, like, the garage or whatever and wanted to stream an Ohio State game, it wouldn't let me do that.
Yeah.
With DirecTV. But YouTube TV does, yeah.
Yep, you can do it anywhere, anytime.
And you know what, with T-Mobile, you know what else we get is MLB TV.
Oh, yeah, we got MLB TV yeah. for free. Now, again, it's a web version. And then we did get the web version of NFL Sunday Ticket, which has been great because, again,
yeah.
we have a smart TV, and it's been fabulous, and it's way cheaper.
Yeah, it's going to help me win my fantasy league.
Yeah, there you go.
Preach it, brother. So, any other big news? Things to talk about? Because if not, we're going to wrap
I don't
up.
Think
we're
so.
About...
This is like our longest podcast
ever. I know,
ever.
But this is really an exciting
one.
It's
so, like, action-packed.
It was action-packed. Yeah. Everybody's going to love it. They're going to, for those shorter commuters, they're going to have to listen to it on the way to and from work.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Unless it's like me and it takes extra time because you have to do a police report on the way to work.
Yes, truth.
Yeah.
Truth. We love you guys too. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right, folks. I hope you guys have enjoyed the fun. We've caught up a little bit and watch for some more. Great podcasting for us from us over the next week or so. We're going to have some more live guests and some more updates. We may even podcast a little bit on our drive home because we may have some more catching up to do. So have a Merry Christmas and we will talk to you all very soon.
Wait, we might before Christmas.
Well, yes, but still, we'll still say Merry Christmas. Anyways.
Okay, I must just show you one of your Christmas.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Bye.